COVID hit and pretty much everything stopped. The world stopped.
That's Quenisha Johnson. She began her small business bakery, Yes Pudding, shortly before the beginning of the pandemic. The onset of COVID-19 brought the bright future of her business to a swift standstill.
Before COVID, I was doing a lot of community events, and all those got shut down. So I kind of just had to, sit down with everyone else.
Each Sunday, Quenisha brings her pastries to the Outer Sunset Farmers Market, where she connects with hundreds of shoppers who pass by looking for a sweet treat.
Sundays are long. So a typical day starts with me in the kitchen about like 5:45 in the morning. So that is when we bake off all our bread puddings. We actually portion them out the night before. We do our custard the night before. And then we have to leave out at least by 8 o'clock from the kitchen to get over here in time.
The outdoor market was a crucial ingredient for continuing her bakery business during COVID. And it also supported her in creating meals for seniors during the pandemic.
And that came about during COVID to feed the community and also put people at work. So that has been a lifesaver as well.
As a minority business leader, Quenisha Johnson, who like me is a San Francisco native, represents the authentic flavors that small businesses like hers bring to such a diverse city. And while the height of the pandemic brought physical separation, the time period also brought a national re-examination of our identity, as movements such as Black Lives Matter and Stop Asian Hate rose to prominence. In San Francisco, which has seen a steep rise in anti-Asian hate and violence during the pandemic, small business advocates play an important role in advancing the voice of people of color.
COVID-19 hit, and the whole town of San Francisco, actually, and the whole this world was stopped. And I think what hit me the most is, I don't know if you recall, there was one period of time Chinatown was just dead.
That's Tony Lau, a director for the San Francisco Chinese Chamber of Commerce and small business owner. San Francisco saw a sharp rise in anti-Asian hate crimes and violence during the pandemic. As both a restaurant owner and local contractor near San Francisco's Chinatown, the oldest and among the largest of such neighborhoods in the United States, Tony supplied wooden boards to protect Asian businesses from these attacks. He witnessed firsthand the impact on the small business owners he represents in the Chinese Chamber of Commerce.
Someone called me, saying, Tony, we're going to come down to Chinatown. Because what happened is that there is a lot of break-in in the small businesses. And there's a lot of glass was shattered, and people like got inside to take their jewelry. Definitely, I mean, it's touchy during that time, feeling upset, but also like as a leader, we just have to pick it back up and close it and try to make sure that, Chinatown was safe.
Often, the patterns of violence against Asians created atmospheres of fear and uncertainty about the future. However, Tony said that his community found one benefit from the time of COVID-19's peak and anti-Asian hate: the power of a united voice.
We let the government, the city agency, know that we cannot just be silent anymore. So I did see a difference in between a couple years ago until now, because as more activists coming out and speak up, then you hear more people speaking up.
So, as we slowly emerge from the grasp of COVID-19, I asked Quenisha and Tony what they think lies ahead.
I feel blessed to be here, right? And then we've been getting a really good response from everyone. So, everything's been working out.
I'm hoping in the next coming years, we all can keep this mentality to stick together, stay together, and work together.
For the California Report, I'm Jack Quatch.